One thing that happens at all of our open mics is we have a great variety of performances, some music, some spoken word. In this case, we have a duo coming up to present something that will likely be in the country vein, prefaced first by at least one joke. Please welcome Izzy Dovebird and Niana Tobin, Loose Change.
Music in a jugular vein.
You're the only one that's going to read it, right?
Yeah.
So you can give the star an opportunity here.
No, but it's good as long as it's far away from me. Thank you. A little bit. Yeah. It's farther from me. There.
Snuck. Plugged in or something.
You have a joke?
Does it have anything to do with this gizmo?
No. You know what, though? I'll take it out. Stand by,
Iris. Okay. Well. This morning, I was walking past a liquor store. There were two nuns standing in front of the liquor store. One nun said, "You know, I really wouldn't mind having a beer now, but I think it would look inappropriate for me to go in the liquor store and buy some beer." The other nun said, "Well, I don't have that problem. I'll go in and buy the beer for you." So she walked in and got a six-pack of beer, and as she was going through the checkout stand, the checkout clerk gave her kind of a funny look. And she said, "Oh, we use this beer to wash our hair. It's kind of a shampoo." So the clerk at the checkout reached under the counter and got a bag of pretzels and dropped it in a bag with the six pack. He said, "The rollers are on the house." Yeah, it was clean.
squeaky clean, right? Yeah.
Well, back in the 50s, Hank Cochran recorded a song called "The Wild Side of Life." And Kitty Wells felt as though she should write a reply to the song. So she recorded a song called "Honky Tonk Angels." And we sort of combined the two songs into one. So you get the male point of view and the female point of view. And this is what we came up with. Niana feels a little nude tonight because she left her hat in the car. But "You wouldn't read my letters if I wrote you. You asked me not to call you on the phone. But there's something I've wanted to tell you. So I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. Could have known that you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one who'll ever love you. And went back to the wild side of life. The glamour of the city lights has lured you to the places where the wine and liquors flow. Where you're willing to be anybody's baby and forget the one true love you'll ever know. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I should have known that you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one who'll ever love you. And went back to the wild side of life.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox playing a song from the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trusting wife.
Jake's got a gleam in his eye.
It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not only you men who feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels. As you said in the words of your go wrong. It wasn't God. Whoops. Keep going.
It wasn't God who made
honky-tonk angels.
I should have
said in the words of your song,
you gave up the only one who'll ever love you. And has passed to many a good girl side of life. And has passed to many a good girl side of life.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, folks.
How about one more hand for Loose Change?